Hi, guys and girls. This is Susan, and here's my co-host, Jules.
Hi, guys. How are you?
So, we're back again, and we're glad to see you guys are in with us. And we're going to discuss, will you do the slurpee? As for our new listeners and our old listeners, what is the slurpee? Slurpee is basically girls sucking the guy's dick. Or going down, blow job, DJ, give me some head, give me a boner, and all the other little quirks you guys like to throw in there. I've heard some guys say, oh, you got a pretty mouth. Let me fill it on my dick. You know, I've heard them all. The discussion is, should or shouldn't we? So between me and Jules, we're both a little two-sided. Now, for example, Jules has a husband, so we all know, Jules, do you give your husband a slurpee?
Of course.
Okay.
It's a no-brainer, but there are some wives that once they get married won't do it.
Oh, very good point, Jules. I love that. Now, I have a question for our listeners who may be a little curious. When you do the slurpee, do you finish him off?
Good question.
Well, do you or don't you?
Do I know?
Okay. Here is what I want to open up. A lot of girls, and I think doing the slurpee is part of Jules and her husband's foreplay. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Like, he goes down on you, does a licky-licky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For you people who don't know what the licky-licky is, that's going down on the girl. The other word for it is going down on the girl, going downtown, opening the flower, playing with the rosebud, let's see, tasting her, and stuff like that. So that would be our next topic. But anyway, back to our current topic. Now, Jules does it because she's married and it's for foreplay. That's the best way for me to give the slurpee. Now, the reason why I came up with the word slurpee is because when you do it right, it sounds like you slurping on an icy. You're like going downtown on that dick. Crazy.
It's funny, but so true.
Exactly. But now, Jules, when you do the slurpee, do you know if he's enjoying it or not?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
You should. I mean, if
you
it's
should.
The first
yeah.
time that you're with your partner, I don't recommend doing it. But if you do it, there's really no way for you to know because you don't know how he's going to react or you don't know what his reactions are like. But when you know what their reactions are like, you know when they're liking it and when they're not.
Precisely. Now, there are a lot of men who, of course, enjoy the slurpee. But I find it a little offensive when they stay very calm and quiet. Why would I continue doing it, or any girl out there will continue doing it, if you're not getting feedback?
It's so true. Yes, I agree. I agree.
That's a lot of work, okay? I mean, you know, you have to avoid feeling like you're gagging or you're choking or you have to avoid the fact that maybe his balls don't smell that good. So you have to hold your breath a little bit.
Well, let me give you a suggestion. I don't know if it's just me. I always make sure that we take a shower before anything. It's just a habit of mine.
I can't.
If I smell something funny, it ain't happening.
Thank you. Because you're a married woman. Even though you do the slurpee for the purpose of getting him good and ready. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, for married or unmarried, There are so many different ways to see what's the purpose of the slurpee. Now, I honestly, in all my years, have enjoyed giving the Slurpee Slurpee. Only because, the reason why I enjoyed it, because of the feedback I would get. The guy would be moaning and groaning. He'd be grabbing my hair. He'd be caressing my whatever. He'd be like all into it. So the more feedback you get, all the better you're going to get. You're going to go nuts on that dick. And since we all know men are pigs, sorry to offend you men, but you're all pigs because you tend to forget. Just because girls or guys, okay, guys that are giving their guys a Slurpee Slurpee, don't be, you know, speak up. Because if you give him a Slurpee Slurpee, he's acting like, well, no big deal. You got to suck my dick anyway, so I don't care how you think. No. We still need our respect while we're going down on you.
Mm-hmm.
None of that bullshit about calling us bitches, hoes, cunts, you know. No, none of that bullshit. Listen, guys and girls, if we're doing the Slurpee Slurpee, that is a lot of work for us. You men should be honored that you're having a girl doing the Slurpee Slurpee. Now, if a girl's doing the Slurpee Slurpee that you paid for it, still, give her some respect while she's going down on you. Everything's done, you pay her, she walks away. But when it's more intimate, guys.
Pay her?
Well, I'm talking about for the men that are paying girls to get the Slurpee Slurpee.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully,
you threw me off.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jules. What I meant by that is that men tend to forget that just because a girl's doing the Slurpee Slurpee, you got to treat them like shit. And that's not true.
I totally agree, yes.
Okay? Because like I said, us girls don't have to do the Slurpee Slurpee. We don't have to. You know why, men?
Yeah.
You know why, men? We don't have to do the Slurpee Slurpee, us girls, because we got the pussy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Slurpee Slurpee is just a little adaptation to what you're going to get after that.
Yeah.
Now, some men make it a lot of Slurpee Slurpee, and they're done. They bust their load. They have their ejaculation. They come. What are other words there is? Jules, when the man comes?
You said them all. Those are the only ones that I know.
Okay. When he drops his load, when he busts his nut.
Yeah, drops his load.
Yeah, when he busts his nut, then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
A guy, once he gets what he wants with the Slurpee Slurpee, the girl is forgotten. Okay, even if the girl is his girlfriend or his wife, guys, don't do that. Please don't do that. You need to show appreciation to your girl when she gives you good head.
Mm-hmm.
When she gives you good head, you need to show appreciation. So let me tell you, man, if you got a girl that does it and it's all good, you better make sure you're doing the right thing to keep that Slurpee Slurpee coming. Because you may have a girl that does it real good, but don't ever assume that she may not want to do it for a while and you say, man, I want to get some. Listen, just wait. Okay, just wait, because if you don't get the Slurpee Slurpee, you at least get the licky licky. Because if you do the Slurpee Slurpee, you gotta do the licky licky. Okay,
that's right.
Because us girls don't want to do the Slurpee Slurpee without the licky licky. It goes both ways. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's right. Because you ain't getting no Slurpee Slurpee if I don't get no licky licky.
Thank you. Now, Jules, you know that men out there don't really care to do anything else but that.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine, but this is a note to all the girls. If you have a boyfriend, even a hookup, girls, please don't do this. It's the stupidest move you girls make. When you meet a guy and you hook up and you get your thing on, you're not giving the Slurpee Slurpee because chances are he ain't giving a licky licky and you're not gonna get any.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna get any. So girls, acknowledge it. Look at it. Now, men, guys, you guys always talk about going down in the woman about the smell factor. Okay? Now.
Smell factor? I'm not trying to sound ignorant when I say this, but I have never heard that.
Okay, the smell factor. A lot of men talk about reason why. The reason why they don't go down on women because of the snow factor.
Wow. Now, okay, okay. Which would make sense. Because for the same reason a woman wouldn't go down on a man is the same reason they wouldn't go down on a girl.
Hello? Hello? But when the men want to categorize the reason why they don't do the licky-licky because of the snow factor, guys, that's the reason why us girls don't want to do the slurpy. Because the difference between smelling a guy's balls and the difference between smelling a girl's pussy, two different smells. And I'm sorry to tell you, I'd rather smell pussy than the guy's balls. Okay? I've been through both. Yes, man, I'm bisexual. I've been through both. I did it all. And yes, I am.
Yes, and I had the pleasure of listening to all the crazy stories.
Shut up. Don't give it away. Don't give it away. But my point is, for example, it took me a really long time before I think I really got comfortable giving a guy a slurpee. It took me a really long time. And the times I did it, it was just to try and experiment. Like, okay, you know.
Yeah, let's see how this works. Yeah.
Yeah. So it takes a lot of practice, guys. Don't ever expect a girl to go down on you and know what she's doing. Please, do not get that hard on her. Because a lot of men, each man has a different girth, length, size, shape. So there was a saying that I heard ever since I was in high school. You see one dick, you see them all. That is bullshit. Okay, I see dicks like, guys, not to offend anybody out there, I've seen dicks like I had to say, is that really a dick? that's a piece of flesh, okay? So, for men, don't get offended. Because as funny as this may sound, maybe I sound a little old-fashioned, but I'm very, very up-to-date with everything. There's a girl for every guy. There's a guy for every girl.
Mm-hmm.
If you find your match, boy, stick to it, okay? If you got a girl that does everything, and she makes you feel good, yo, you got it made. But like I said, girls don't have to do slurpee-slurpee because we got the pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, girls do the slurpee-slurpee for the main purpose of getting it, Just like you guys think you have all the game to get it in. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But
yep. And sometimes they swear.
Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes they swear that they got it going. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. And they ain't nothing there. You're like, oh my God, let me know when you're done.
Exactly. So, but there are a lot of cons to it.
Mm-hmm.
A girl should never give a guy the slurpee if she wants the guy to like her more.
Yeah. Those are just, and excuse me and forgive me if I disrespect or offend anyone, but for a girl to do that because you want him to like you or you want him to make you his girlfriend or take your relationship/friendship to the next level, you're just retarded. You're retarded, and then therefore you deserve to be used because that's just the stupidest thing anyone can do.
Thank
because
you,
now, Jules. Now he already knows, oh, wait a minute, I could get the cow without having to pay for bacon, you know?
Oh, Jules, exactly. So, girls, do not, even the guys, don't do slurpy slurpy if you're hotter than the, you know, the 9s and 10s. If you got the right guy, don't look for any other guy. Because 9 to 10, you're doing shit that just sends the guy packing, okay? Stop playing the games like, yeah, baby, I'll do you. Yeah, baby, I'll do you. And you keep talking because you're a 9 and 10 and you keep talking. Let me tell you, after a while, you don't get that guy to slurpee-slurpee and he wants to commit, he wants to be with you. You don't do the slurpee-slurpee, guess what? He may pretend to be with you while he's in the slurpee-slurpee somewhere else.
That's right.
That is my
attitude about it. That is exactly why I think I do it. Because if you used to be down dirty when you guys were together and before you got serious, you have to stay like that because that's why a lot of men stray away.
Yes.
Or even if you're not married and you're just still dating and you're seriously dating and it's just you and him and it's not like what are those new relationships? I call them new. Where those polyamory, I'm probably saying it wrong, relationships where it's the guy, the girl, and another girl, or the other girl could be switched when and if they feel like it. When it's
You said it, polyamory, yes, you said it right. When a guy has more than one woman to you.
Exactly. So if it's just you and him, you have to do, I personally feel you have to do these things to keep him. Because if not, he's going to find somebody who is willing to do it, even if she's the quote-unquote side chick. Side chick or temporary chick or whatever you want to call her or him. If you used to do things for your girl and you no longer do it, she will find somebody that's going to do it.
Yep. So true.
As well as he is. He's going to find somebody else to do it. So I'm not saying the female, you know, has to be a down and dirty chick and has to act like a hoe in the streets, but you could act like one in the bed with him, you know.
And girls,
that's
what's going to
keep your relationship alive.
Girls, don't ever think if you don't give your man a surfy, he's going to find another girl to do the surfy. That doesn't mean he's going to leave you. He's going to stay with you.
Exactly, that just means you're not giving him something he feels he needs.
A man likes to have his cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
So he'll stay with you. He don't need you. Even if you're married to him or you're about to get married or you're like serious, believe me, him being the surfy from somebody else don't mean shit to him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mean shit to him. Now, if he's getting more than the slippy from somebody else, believe me, he's getting more than the slippy, okay? So to him, he's like, well, this girl gives me head, well, but I love my girl. You know, I love my girl's everything to me. She's the one I want to be with. But he's getting the slippy from another chick, believe me, the other chick is giving him more than the slippy, okay? So don't be finicky, girls, believe me. I know. It's not something I will choose. It's not the first thing I will order on my plate. It'll probably be the last thing I will want to eat. It's not the first thing I want to order. But it's always the first thing on the menu.
It's so true.
Always play with it. Look at it. Oh, believe me, look at it. Okay? Look at it.
And believe it or not, a lot of men, from my experience, because I haven't been married all my life, and you know that I've been through them all.
Uh-huh.
you've heard the crazy stories yourself. A lot of men actually like to be teased before you actually start doing the slurpee.
Okay.
That's crazy. So that when you do start doing the slurpee, it's like so much more intense for them that they're ready to explode, in my experiences.
Okay. Guys that like to tease before the slurpee, it's a waste of my time. Don't play games with me. You want to tease and pretend that the girl wants it more than you do? Bullshit. The girl is only doing it for the purpose of making you happy. She wants to make you happy. She wants things from you that you normally would probably give up so much, and that means parts of your heart. So, if she does you real good, that doesn't mean she has to. She's doing it because you want it. Believe me, guys, girls don't want to do it. Believe me, girls do not want to do it. If we don't have to, we won't. But we know we have to if we want that guy, okay? Now, a lot of men enjoy the slurpy so much that they want to get greedy and come out and say, lick my balls. My answer to that, lick your balls, lick your ass first, then I'll lick your balls. Because we all know balls contain a lot of hair. Now, I'm not licking any balls if I want a mouthful of hair. For that, I suck in my own head that all has all the hair. Okay, guys? So don't be greedy. Don't be greedy. Appreciate that slurpy. But a girl don't have to lick the balls either. Okay? She don't have to lick those balls. Now, if you're a guy who likes high maintenance and you keep that nice and tight and shaved, now, we all know that when you lick the balls, you take a lot of salt. Okay? Now, I don't want high blood pressure, so I'm not licking your ball, okay? Now, some guys may have a lot of salt, okay? I don't know what that shit is called. It's just so salty. It just tastes salty. Now, a lot of the time, it tastes good. It tastes good. It smells good. Now, guys, when you have that going, man, you got the best girl in the world.
You know, okay. Let me give you a quick tip to mask. After a shower and a bath, because I'm very one of those hygienically clean people, but to mask that smell and taste, get some, seriously, and I know you ladies are going to be like, what? Get some, like, argan oil. It's hypoallergenic, so no one will get, like, if they have sensitive skin and stuff like that, they won't get allergic to it, breakout and hives and stuff like that. Put a little bit in your hands, oil, and rub it on them. Rub it in their balls, rub it on their shaft and everything.
Uh-huh.
Then when you go to lick and suck, you won't be tasting it. You taste, it tastes kind of like a, I can't think of what it tastes like, but it doesn't taste bad.
You took about when you would put some on the, on the dip before the
yes.
something?
Mm-hmm.
But what do you
rub it in
oil?
You don't taste that. It immediately goes into the skin.
Oh,
so you don't taste it. That or another thing to use is get those new things on TV, those new KY jelly tasting things. Listen,
yeah,
that's
called,
what they're for.
It's called Flavor Lube. Yeah.
That's what it's for, so you guys could play with it. Wouldn't you prefer something tasting good than salt?
Now, let's not give the guys too many ideas because we don't want them turning around getting flavored loot to stick it on our pussies, little licky licky. No, you gotta do a licky licky with what you got. You're not gonna put any strawberries or any whipped cream on my licky licky. No. You gotta lick that raw, baby.
So let me tell you.
Raw.
Wow. Now that's for a different subject, but I like all that crazy shit.
Of course you do. Of course you do. You got the husband.
See? Well, no. Even okay, this is a different subject. But I haven't done it with him.
I haven't done what?
All those whipped creams and all that shit.
Maybe
I know how it sounds.
You don't need to. Yeah. The whole idea of using props. Oh, and don't worry, guys. We will be open up a discussion on props. So we have a discussion on props coming up.
Oh, yes. My latest prop that I love to use is handcuffs. Oh, my gosh. They're awesome.
Okay, guys. That's a new experience for Jules. But for me, handcuffs is something I own, okay? I own those suckers, so. But don't worry, guys. Our discussion on props will be coming up, so look out for our props discussion. There are also other things you can, there are other little things like, I don't know if you, well, okay, you're a guy, you definitely know about cock rings.
Mm-hmm.
Those make giving the sucky sucky, oh my god, the licky licky, like, I mean licky licky, sucky sucky, I mean the slurpy slurpy, like the biggest pleasure a man can have. I mean, girls, wear a raincoat and galoshes, because if he has a cuff ring on, he's going to shock you with it. He's going to shock you. I'm telling you, wear a raincoat, a rain hat, because he's going to shock you if he has a cuff ring. Oh, my God. Girl, be aware of piercing on the guys. Be very aware. When you meet a guy and you get to know him, always open up that main topic. Do you have any piercing? Where? Down there? See you later. So guys and girls, I hope you enjoyed our discussion. Don't want to offend anybody, but like we said, we don't have to. You only do it because you guys want it. You guys love it. We want to make you happy. We want you to respect us. We want you to love us. Okay, I heard a topic when I was in high school that if you suck a guy's dick, he's going to love you for life. Guess what? I'm still waiting to be loved, okay? So if that's the case, then you guys are being greedy, okay? So girls, for first time is using a condom is not a bad thing. They got flavored condoms also.
Oh, my goodness.
Using a condom doing a slurpy slurpy is the best way to do a slurpy slurpy. Now, for girls who know what they're doing, hey, use the rubbers, no big deal. I use banana flavor, and it does taste like bananas. It does taste like bananas. No big deal. I've done them. No big deal. So first time is do the slurpy slurpy, but hey, you know, have it in your pocket, so get ready. you know, a lot of guys will already have some flavored condoms on them because they want to go do the slurpy.
For now, we're going to wrap up. Hope you love the show. Give us some feedback. Hit us up on our website, thetotallysexshow.podomatic.com, or email at thetotallysexshow@gmail.com.
Our next topic will be,
I don't know, what is it?
Do the licky licky. Now, guys and girls, the licky licky is doing us, okay? Because it was good for the goose and good for the gander, okay? So you want something slurpy, we want the licky licky.
That's right.
So we'll talk about that on the next topic. So be ready to tune in and listen up.
This is Jules, tuning out.
This is Lucy.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.